In the words of Emerson, he said, imitation is suicide. That's how he put it. Imitation is suicide. What does it mean? Well, how can he say that? Yes, because if you're imitating something else, if you're imitating someone else, you're not being yourself. You're killing yourself. That's the implication. By imitation, you've become, it's not you, it's not real. Right? Sometimes I've mentioned acting, and the famous Russian acting teacher, Stanislavski, right? What later became known as the Method. And Stanislavski, his system, and this is for actors, he's saying, if you will imitate the behavior of the character that you're portraying, you'll dress like them, you will move like them, you'll talk like them. So many ways you'll imitate them comprehensively. He said, then the point will come where suddenly you have an epiphany and you've become that character. That's his way of teaching, and it later became known in America as the Method. It's a particular method employed by actors, so they just named it the Method. Method act. Oh, he's a method actor. So they'll imitate everything about that character and go so deeply in that character, they won't come out. Even when the camera is not rolling, they're still, quote, in character. Speaking like that person, moving like them. If they walk with a limp, they're limping. If everything drives some people crazy, but that's what they do. But that's for actors. The method of Prakriti Sahajiyas is similar. I'm saying, imitate exalted devotees. Dress like them, talk like them, walk like them, try to think like them. Mimic their behavior, and you'll find at a certain point you've become them. But the fact of the matter is, you've not become them. You're acting.